Mayor of Noosa, good morning. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm excellent. It's the rain stopped and it's a little bit of sunshine today, so I'm happy about that. And, well, I'm not Thanks. Sure how you feel. It's school holiday, so you're juggling the mum stuff and your mayoral duties. So.
I am. I took a few days off last week to spend some time with the kids, and I think it was a lot more relaxing being back at work, even with that flurry of emails.
Don't we say that, though? And that's the good thing about the holidays, too. I notice council has opened up the Lions Park there for parking, which, as you know, is always a problem.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, council moved a motion about a week and a half ago, just before actually school holidays, to open the Lions Park. It's normally open Easter and Christmas, but because we knew that we were going to be inundated with the drive market, no one's flying here, and we knew that our businesses needed the tourists,
yeah.
We needed the customers, so we opened up the Lions Park for parking. So it's open. It was opened all last week, and it's open this week, subject to weather conditions, but it's been pretty good. All last week I was down there and I saw it was open. So, yeah, it's just additional parking. So I know it's always a nightmare to get parking around Hastings Street. So if you're heading that way, look out for the Lions Park.
You should be walking as much as possible. Let's get some exercise while we're here, while we're indulging, shouldn't we?
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. If you're dragging three kids and all that entails to the beach, sometimes you do want a car. But absolutely. Yeah, it's walking, cycling. I mean, that's why this area is so fantastic.
And I noticed the Saints AFL Club have been, buying up and spending hugely around our area, so we thank them for that too. I mean, they put up their top 10 list of where they like to hang, I noticed today, and they're going hard.
Yeah, that's great. It's great for our business community.
Now, you got something coming up this weekend, some races happening. What's that all about?
Look, it's the Noosa Chances Race Day. Now, Noosa Chances is a charity that was formed. One of the leads on it is a lady by the name of Tara Bell, a wonderful community member. And there's a group of them, and they got together, and what they do is they raise money for children who can't afford, or underprivileged kids who can't necessarily afford academic scholarships and music, IT. So they raise money basically to provide scholarships for these young people, and in a whole range of things, as I said, academic, music, IT, and every year they give them $1,500 towards, their education, and that money is given each year for the duration of their schooling, which is just wonderful, and it just provides them with an opportunity. It provides their families with, they're incredibly supportive of it, incredibly grateful, and they're incredibly proud of their students. So it's a fantastic organisation, and it really does filter through the whole community. So they're holding a race day on Sunday down at Corball Park, and the Noosa Chances Race Day, and I believe they have the naming rights to the Noosa Cup, which is one of the races. Yeah, so it's great. So and they're hoping to raise a lot of money that day for these young people in our community.
Okay, so take the trip down south if you want to do that Sunday. Of course, you need to pre-book. You just don't lob these days with all the COVID requirements. So
absolutely. Look, yeah. I'm not sure where they are with ticket sales, but, it's the Noosa Chances Race Day. So obviously you need to get in touch with them. But, a wonderful organisation to support either way.
I know this is, it's not trivial for a lot of people, but Dog Rego's due by the end of the month, council business. And that's always a bit of a bane of people. They sometimes forget to do it and realise that, and they get caught by inspectors. So just remember that now, put in the calendar.
And I'm really glad you did mention it, because I got an email last week about my own dog.
What do you got?
A naughty labradoodle.
Okay.
And I went, oh, God, that's right. They do. How embarrassing. I forget that one.
Oh, no, yeah, exemptions right. For the mayor. And because your Meet the Councillor sessions always do well, a chance to meet not just you but the rest of the team, and people should take advantage of that.
Absolutely. Look, we're out every month, and last Friday of every month, and it's normally well advertised on our Facebook page or our council website for council, and I have it on my Facebook page, and I think some of the other councillors do. But it's an opportunity. We go to all different areas. We go to Boring, right across the sky, Boring Point, Sunshine Beach, Frisian, all our various areas. And we sit down, there's a couple of us at each place, and we just sit down, have a cup of coffee, and anyone who wants to come in the community can come up and have a chat, which is wonderful. It's a great way. And we hear a lot. A lot of local issues have filtered through that way that we probably need to get on top of or become more aware of or really realise is of a concern to our community members. So it's been a wonderful thing, and it's just I think Boring Point, they had 30 or 40 people there on Friday, which is wonderful. Yeah, so just look out for that. Last Friday of every month that we do advertise.
Okay, looking forward to that. And this is the thing, you realise you people are human. And look, you don't have time to go through the letters to the editor all the time, so take advantage of those when you get a chance. And speaking of good public events, I noticed the Taunton Social Hub today from 9:30, those in our community who do need the free haircuts, that's being put on for a couple of hours for those who want to get into that. I love that idea.
Hey, look, it's terrific. 9:30 to 1:30 at the Social Services Hub in Earl Street, Taunton. So, look, please, you know, if you need a haircut, come along. It's a great service. I think it's a wonderful initiative.
All right, Mayor Claire, thank you for your time, and we'll catch up in the next fortnight. And, look, we'll keep on top of all the council issues. Anything you need to bring up, you will. If people have questions for you, maybe they can shoot through information on our Facebook as well. But
And all my email's up on our council website, so anytime, shoot me an email.
All right, enjoy the rest of the school holidays and the little darlings, all right?
I'll try.
All right, Mayor Claire Stewart, Mayor of Noosa. Love catching up here at Zinc 96.